This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes out of your busy day to join me as we together are studying the Word of God. We're almost done with our study in Revelation. We're in chapter 22. Prior to getting started here today, let me just give out some quick info on this ministry. My email address, if you'd like to write to me, I've had to do away with my email related to my website because of all the evil, wicked spammers that are out there that send me scores and scores of evil and wicked spam to my email address. And this email thing is only 2 months old, my new email, my new website, which is wgodradio.com. It only took 2 months for these evil spammers to try to entice me to sin and walk away from God. Ultimately, come on, that's what a lot of these things are. But when you go sometimes with other domains or other emails that are more protected and there's better spam filters, I don't have that problem. Here at the radio station, my email address is paul@wmiefm.com. That's the best way to get a hold of me. The website is still up and running and will be wgodradio.com. My Bible translation is at majoritytext.com. Facebook page is WGOD Radio. Now, this program here was uploaded on Saturday. You could have heard it then if you followed along WGOD Radio on Facebook. Now, we are in chapter 22, and we left it off here with the last beatitude. Remember the beatitude? Well, remember, there's seven of them in this book, too. It's not just the Lord's Sermon on the Mount that has the beatitudes. There's a bunch of blessings and promises given to you in this book. Blessed are those who keep the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near, we just read before. There's seven blessings here. Here is the last one. It says, blessed are those who do. You see, this is an action verb. This is something that's required of you. Not blessed are those who sit on their blessed assurance, but it's blessed are those who do His commandments. These are the blessed ones. These are the ones, you see, who are getting out here and turning this upside-down world right side up. That's who He's talking to. Is He talking to you? You can change that today. Reminds me of another beatitude. It's blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled. Is that you? I hope it is. Do you agree with my assessment that the end of the age is coming here rapidly? We are rapidly approaching the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, the appearance of the Antichrist, and the two witnesses in Jerusalem. And here in this country, Lord only knows what we're approaching here. I tell you, it's not good from what I see. I'm not going to bury my head in the sand and say, oh, there's nothing wrong. There's always been evil. Well, that is true. There always has been. But this country is in big trouble right now, and we need to be praying. We need to take America back. That was the sermon preached at my church just this last weekend. You're going to hear that play on the radio probably next week after we're done with Revelation, Taking Back America, an 80-year plan. We got to make some changes here in this country for your children. Otherwise, there won't be a country left. This will be the last generation. Very well could be the last generation anyway. And I say to you that I read to you what the Lord says to you. And he says, blessed are those who do his commandments. Now, some translations here say, blessed are those who wash their robes. Why is it different? Because sometimes some manuscripts, see, copies of copies of copies were never promised by God that they were perfect. The original autographs, the original copies penned by the apostles are those that are perfect and are without error. Holy men of God. Now, Peter wrote that holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Paul wrote, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. But copies of copies of copies that scribes which were tired and poor light, they made mistakes when they were copying things. I'm a Bible translator. I've got mistakes in my Bibles. Sometimes I have a comma instead of a period. I've had people kind enough to let me know because I'm a one-man show here. I don't have a team of editors. I've made mistakes. My Bible translation is not perfect. The original autographs are. And this is one of these things here where just one letter is changed. And that's how some of these differences arise in translations. Blessed are those who wash their robes, some translations say here for this verse. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and enter in through the gates into the city. Okay, let's move on to verse 15. But outside are dogs and drug users and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices a lie. Wow. I guess they mean outside of your door right now. I guess they mean outside of your car right now. I guess this is outside our dogs. Now, we don't mean, obviously, you know, your golden retriever here is not what he's talking about. Outside our, well, verse 14 describes those who will live in the kingdom of God for eternity. Those who cannot be there are described in this verse. This is not meant to be an exhaustive list of sins, nor does it indicate that somehow sinners will surround the holy city. Instead, as in chapter 21, verse 8, this symbol pictures those who have washed their robes and have been cleansed of sin will be in the city. But those who are sorcerers, or I've translated that drug users, the Greek word pharmakia, the sexually immoral, the murderers, idol worshippers, and all liars will not be in the city. Instead, they will be in the lake of fire, as we saw in chapter 20, verse 15, and chapter 21, verse 8. They are characterized as dogs. Now, that is a term used in Scripture for something impure or unclean. That's what's meant by dogs here. Like I said, it's not your little poodle. It's not your German shepherd. It's not your golden retriever. But it's someone that's impure and unclean. The emphasis is that nothing evil and no sinner will be in God's presence to corrupt or harm any of the faithful. Now, that comment comes from the Life Application Bible Commentary. I like that. Helps explain exactly what he means by that. He's not talking about your pets and dogs. But as you read, you know, in the New Testament and Old Testament, what am I, a dog? You read even Goliath saying that to David. That's just a term for unclean person, unclean thing. Again, the emphasis, nothing evil, no sinner will be in God's presence to corrupt or harm any of the faithful. You know, let me ask you a question. This might be opening a real can of worms. But do you think that there'll be any children in heaven who would spit in Jesus' eye and hate him? No way. You're not going to see that either. No. Everyone in heaven is those who have bowed the knee to Jesus Christ, those who know Jesus, those who receive him as Lord and Savior. You know, I've heard it said before that, you know, all children go to heaven regardless. And I say to you that there's not going to be anyone in heaven who is going to spit in the eye of the Savior, the Son of God, and disdain him, not just because you're a child. No, you've got to love Christ. You've got to receive Christ. Now I'm going to move on. Hopefully you know what I'm saying without, you know, I've heard it said all the time that all children, young children, even those that are, you know, from 10, 12, 13 years old, I see a lot of young children. I see people on the news and on the TV who, if they ran face to face into Jesus Christ, would spit in his eye and hate his guts. They already hate his guts because they kill his people. You won't see people like that. Those are dogs. They're the ones that are on the outside. They won't be on the inside. Let me tell you this, friend. There won't be anyone on the inside. There won't be anyone inside the kingdom that hates Jesus Christ, that has not received him, that will not bow the knee to him and call him Lord, Lord Jesus Christ. There won't be anyone on the inside that doesn't feel that way, no matter how old you are. You won't spit in his eye. You might spit in his eye now in this world, but you're not going to spit in his eye for all eternity in the next. I, Jesus, verse 16, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify these things to you for the churches. I am the root and the stock of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. Let him who thirsts come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. One of my favorite verses. This is the verse I love to share with my Calvinist friends who don't care for this verse too much. And that is, whosoever will. The Lord stands here with outstretched arms. The Bible says God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all would come to repentance. This is the Lord's got outstretched arms. Whosoever will. This is the sign that I put on the outside of heaven. I could see this sign on the pearly gates here. It says this. It says, whosoever will. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. The kingdom of heaven and eternal life is offered to whosoever will. Whosoever will, that is, receive Jesus Christ. Whosoever will call on the name of the Lord to be saved. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believeth in him would not perish, but have life everlasting. Whosoever will, that's all you need to do, receive Jesus Christ. We're going to wrap this up tomorrow. You're listening to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.